Expressions from St. Paul is 100% listener supported. We thank you for your faithful prayers and contributions. It's because of you that we get the opportunity to share the good news gospel of Jesus Christ with the world.
I have lived long enough to see for myself. I know a lot of people that are faithful in the choir. I mean faithful. Come to 3 rehearsals. Faithful teaching a Sunday school class. I know people preaching in the pulpit, faithful, but the reaction behind it, they have not been born again.
This week, Dr. Williams continues with part two of You Must Be Born Again, and he teaches that there are benefits to living a saved life.
When you get saved, born again, you have something that nobody can take from you. When you get born again, you have a life that will never grow old when you're born again. When you're born again, you are born from feelings to faith, from old to new, from pride to humility, from sadness to gladness, from misery to comfort.
Welcome to Expressions from the St. Paul Missionary Baptist Church. We are blessed to have serving as our pastor, serving us faithfully for the past 47 years, Dr. Ephraim Williams. Our edifice is located at 3996 14th Avenue in Sacramento. We'd like to take this opportunity to invite you out to worship with us in person this Sunday morning. Our guest keynote speaker is Sister Karen Abercrombie. She played the 80-year-old prayer warrior in the blockbuster movie, War Room. Join us at 9:50 a.m. It would truly be a blessing to look around and to see your face in the place. If you have your Bible or your mobile device, let's go to the book of John, chapter 3, verses 1 down through 8. We'd like to thank you for joining us today. We are now going to transition into the auditorium and let's join morning worship service already in progress.
Just like pure gold, oh, I can feel. Church, now you may have never felt him, but listen, he's real, not in heaven, but in our souls. Yes, God is real, for he has washed and made me whole. Oh, just like my God is real, for I can feel him in my soul. Can you feel him? Can you feel him? Yes, God is real. Real in my soul. Yes, God is real. For he has washed and made me whole. Oh, his love for me is just like pure gold. For my God is real, and I can feel him in my soul. You have to learn. You have to learn to know that for yourself. Nobody can take that from you. And I learned when I was a teenager, whatever people say about me, it didn't. It may have hurted me, but it didn't stop me, because I didn't eat at their table. I ate at Thornton Hiller's table. My father was extremely quiet. When he died, that church, Tanspahoe Baptist Church, had just called a young pastor. He had been there 3 years. And he was the teacher of the men's Sunday school, 35 to 40 men, he said. And we in the service, and his by way of introduction, he says, Mr. Williams impressed me so until I still haven't got over it. When it was time for him to read his part in the Sunday school class, he looked up and said to me, Pastor, I don't read very well. And could so-and-so read for me? He says that I was so touched, I couldn't hardly finish the Sunday school class. For a man stood up in that big class, that's the words he used, and said, someone else read for me. And what I got from that, he said, is that he didn't want to miss coming to Sunday school because he had problems reading. Some of you don't like to come to church because you have problems getting up. But let me say this to you on my way to heaven. No man organized the church. I don't care what these people tell you. I organize. No, they organized people. The church was organized when he got here.
That's right.
Let me come back again then, because you didn't get it. The Jesus is the organizer. Yeah,
hallelujah.
I heard him say, up on this rock, I build what?
My church.
My church. Now, how can you take from my and put me in it? Amen. I have been blessed, marvelously blessed in church. I had my first pastor was my school principal. He was very good. He had a mean wife, but he was good. And I found out when I got grown, she really wasn't mean. She was determined for us to know. She was my fourth grade teacher. A very smart and gifted and very disciplined. And church, my pastor, when he was in school, acted the same way he did when he was at church.
Amen.
Well, he was strict, gave the best of guidance. Then I left that church because I didn't leave because of some mess going on. I left because Summit Baptist had more young people. I didn't want to run too much with young people because they didn't know nothing. You don't have to say it, ma'am. You know that's right. What they going to know when they just got here and 13 years old? I ran with old people like Al. So what happened was, I'm telling you, I've been, this church business is a difference when you come to church for a purpose. So I was blessed because I was under three strong pastors.
Yes, sir.
I got counseling from them when I first started dating. My first date there was 15. Well, I could easily date at 15 because at 14 I was 7 feet tall. And very handsome. And the light said amen. I didn't go after the girl because the way I look, I always had a few nickels in my pocket. She came after me and they kept coming, and after a while you can't turn them down. And Dawson said, I'm trying to tell you, I was blessed. But I had been blessed by my pastor. My pastor at the Summit Baptist Church was a professor at Jackson State University. My pastor at the other church I was in, another denomination, he came from a graduation of college and seminary. And then my pastor in Chicago, he was a strong, trained preacher. And he told us, if you don't know him, you won't enjoy him. Amen. The late Joseph Williams told me that I was going to school, and I said, I don't want to go. I don't want to go to no seminary, because seminary, a lot of them is like cemeteries. And he said, if you live here, you're going. I'm trying to tell you something about being born again.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I went to seminary 4 years and graduated and didn't pay a dime. And don't know who paid it. I told you this before. Don't know who paid it, and I'm not going to try to find out. All I know is it was a blessing from Almighty God. I have lived long enough to see for myself. People talk. I know a lot of people are faithful. I told you this before. Faithful in the choir. I mean faithful. Come to 3 rehearsals. Faithful teaching a Sunday school class. I know a lot of people like that. I know people preaching in the pulpit.
Yeah.
Faithful. But the reaction behind it, they have not been born again.
Tell the truth.
You said, but how do you know that, brother preacher? Very easy. Come here, sir. I won't name it. I know where you work, but I won't name it. Just because you work for the transit authority, he doesn't work for them. He works for a higher group. But that doesn't mean you're all right like a transit.
Right.
You missed it.
Right. Gotcha.
Just because, listen careful. This has to do with being born again. Just because you used to cuss. Now, I want you to hear me today, because God going to hold me accountable. Just because you used to cuss, now you've been born again, you have the power not to cuss. Let me help you. You have a wife. And a wife. I'm not talking about a woman now. You have a wife, and if you are nice, if you are patient,
help us.
If you started out when you first got married, you won't be having a lot of problems now.
Amen.
You didn't do your training.
Right.
So what you get, you deserve it. Take your seat. Well, you can't teach me nothing. I'm grown. No, that's not true. When you are born again, you are not grown. You are a child of God. And all children of God are in the process of learning.
That's the word.
Amen. Amen. So let's move here. This man, investigate him. Well versed in his teaching. Academically, well balanced. Theologically, upskilled. Taught well. He couldn't have been in that position if he hadn't been trained. He had it all together. Yet, when he saw Jesus, where is Joyce? When he saw Jesus, Joyce teaching. When he saw Jesus performing, he realized he was missing something.
Right.
And what he was missing, he wanted to find out. He wasn't like some of you trying to find out folks' business. He wanted to find out about himself.
Yes.
He said, Master, I know what you're doing is not from no man.
Right.
This came from God. And so I want to know what to do so I can be like you. And he did like some of you meddling in other folks' business. He went to Jesus by night. Some of y'all go by, what's these things you got? Instagram and what other kind of gram you got? Twitter and who? Facebook. And that's what you, how you go by. You need to be careful about writing your business on Facebook.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Facebook will destroy you. You got to learn that some stuff is not to be on Facebook. Amen. I'm going on vacation for 2 weeks and I'll be back. And you put it on Facebook, they're going to break in your house.
And it's happening.
It's going on. That's right. It's going on. So this man, in the way of introduction, coming back, this man was not the only one that went to Jesus. The book is that there were three times in the gospel that we read that Nicodemus was the man who came to Jesus at night. And then we had other people to come to Jesus. The rich young ruler. The woman with an issue of blood. Friends, we could go on. Came to Jesus. Now, when I was 9 and 10 years old, I told you this before, and you laughed at me and made fun of me, which was good, because you made me stronger. I started watching in my home. My father, his teaching. I started watching how he reacted and how he treated my mother. And I started praying for a wife. Wasn't 12 years old. And you said, but what you praying for a wife? I wanted a wife from God. And I don't care what you think and what you say, he gave me one. He gave me one. I lived with her all these years, and I never heard her run down people. And she knew a lot of them because she was in the beauty culture business. And if you ever been in the beauty culture business or go to a barbershop, you can learn even what the devil slept last night. But her job was to be kind and loving and nice to people. Let's come back again. It's born again stuff. Friends, being born again is not necessarily coming to church. You can come to church, but it's not necessary that you're born again. Being born again, that the Bible said after you accept Jesus and follow, get ready to follow him, you must learn what that word, get the definition of following. You have to then take up the cross of Christ, which means learn what did he die for? Why did he save you and how did he save you? Now, what is your assignment? I worked until I came here, and you can investigate it. Nobody on my job could ever tell you I cussed. I felt like it. I feel that cussing sometimes now. And Dale said, but I can't operate on my feelings. Feelings would get you in trouble. Feelings would mess you up. Amen. Like a guy said, I've had 3 girlfriends and I'm looking for the 3rd one. He's no good. If you had 3, one of them would want to stay with you. Say amen, lights. So here's Nicodemus here trying to get his life straightened out.
Right.
Friends, coming to church will help you, but it will not do what God assigned you to do.
That's right.
It's not going to happen. I hear what you're saying. You're saying, well, nobody can tell me nothing because I'm grown. That's right. That's why you are going down the hill, not up the hill. Somebody can tell you something, and to somebody's name, the Holy Spirit, when you are born again. Church, listen here carefully. Listen carefully. To every man and woman, boy and girl, has been offered everlasting life. But it doesn't come Everlasting life doesn't come through a high school education. It does not come through membership of a local church. It doesn't come through giving of your tithes and offerings. It doesn't come through being honest in your business dealing. It doesn't come through having a good reputation and character. Being born again doesn't come through paying your bills on time. Nor does it come through the participation of religious activities. But you only can receive everlasting life by being born again.
That's right.
Amen. And if you want the peace that is unsurpassable or the joy that is unspeakable, then you must do more than just pay or just pray occasionally around the altar. You must do more than just sing in the choir. I give our choir this morning, they've been blessed. I don't know whether they're born again or not. They know that. I went to a nightclub, Pepper. When I was in Chicago, I went to a real nightclub. Not a hunky-tunky nightclub. You had to pay $7 at the door to get in. And they had a bouncer to walk around with a pistol. But I went there because it was high-class nightclub. I just paused so, because see, you've been to some low-class and high-class. And so when I got there, somebody was singing. I wanted to go hear the person that was singing. And when I got there, who did I see second to my left table? Who did I see drinking? One of the most powerful soloists in the choir. Drinking. And you said, how you know she's drinking? I'll tell you how I know. She had a small glass. And she had in it looked like water with lime sliced in it, which was gin. And if you look at her, you couldn't tell she had gin. But the reason I could tell she was drinking gin, because when she got up, and the gin drinker said, I wasn't like some people. I did not turn against her, nor did I tell anybody else I saw her drinking. But when I saw her, I said to her, I said, you're going to lose your testimony. And alcohol is not worth you losing your testimony.
Say that again, Pastor.
And she said to me, I was a deacon. She said, I noticed something. You drink the Pepsi in the bottle. I said, I don't mean nothing. I could have put something in the bottle. The issue is that you cannot be born again. Church, listen to me today. You cannot be born again and keep 10 people down. I'm talking about real born again people. And then every time she see me, she hug me. I said, honey, you don't owe me nothing. James said you ought to learn how to do what? Be quiet. If you're going to say something, be slow to say it so you can know what you're saying. Amen. I would hate to fall and be pastoring this church. Some of you will never forgive me. Never. You're not God, and let me put this on the map so it can be seen and read. There is not a white man or a black man having did something.
Right.
You see, sin is popular, but it's distasteful to God. God hates sin. I don't care who've done it. But I don't live like that. You used to. And let me put this on Facebook. You don't have to leave your house and be the worst devil in your neighborhood. The Bible said when you're going to pray, your heart must be clean.
That's it, Pastor.
Clean.
That's it. That's
clean.
It. That's it.
So then when you are after being born again, you have to confess your sin. Ask God to forgive you. It's called repentance.
That's right. That's
ask him to forgive you.
Yes.
And once he forgives you, you teach yourself to forgive yourself.
That's it. That's it.
They're looking at me, walling in the eyes of me. So what?
That's right.
You wouldn't see them walling in the eyes if you wouldn't look at them. Being born again, let's get back here. I said how you couldn't get it. You can't be born again just, friend, just teaching a Bible lesson. You can't just be born again, my friend, committing scripture to memory. You got to do more than just treat others with respect and dignity. Amen. You can't get it just being a good neighbor and friend. You must do more than just dress and talk in a decent and proper manner. You must be born again. I'm disturbed by so many people. Don't know Jesus. Amen. They don't know Jesus. Somebody said, did you watch Aretha Franklin's service? I said, I watched as long as I could. Well, I didn't watch it. I said, why? You would have learned something if you would have watched it. At least she had 100 Cadillacs. And you can't hardly get a limousine. Yes, I watched it. Not only did she have 100, she had 25 speakers. You missed it. But she had made a contribution. It might not have been one I liked, but she made one.
Right, right. Amen.
And you cannot erase her contribution. When Dr. C.L. Franklin used to come to Chicago and do a revival, Aretha was young, and it was about five of them. They'd sing like the world is coming to an end. She was young and small, and she made some mistakes, but she made a contribution.
Right.
I wish that I could get one of you in here that had never made a mistake. Stand up. And the donation you give me, I want them to give it to you. I'm waiting. Never made a mistake. That's why you're born again. Jesus forgive you of your mistakes or your sins and restore you. When I go home, every year, whenever I do, I didn't go this, but when I go home, the first place I go, to be born again means that you've been born from above, that you have been saved from sin, not sinless.
Amen.
Some of you say, well, I'm a Christian. So people, if they are Christians, they sin. In times and in your growth, you grow from continual sinning.
Right.
You missed it. Let me go over here. You don't sin as much as you used to because you've been born again. But don't throw in my face you're perfect because you're not dead yet. Only one perfect man ever walked this earth, and that was the Lord Jesus Christ. Enoch seemed perfect, but he wasn't. Amen. But if you want to walk in peace and enjoy the love of the world and God, you got to be born again. And let me put this to you, St. Paul, so you'll know it. Any Negro tell you that he or she has been born again and won't do nothing for God is lying.
Tell it. That's the word.
He saves us to spread the word.
That's
I've witnessed on my vacation to more other races than any time in my lifetime. They made comments, here I go. I told a man, he said, I love your hat. He gave me the signal. I took it off. I said, thank you so much. I said, it's nice. He asked me with the sun. And I said, you sure look well today. He said, I'm doing well. I said, when the last time you spoke to Jesus? He said, I used to go to church. So I said, I'm not talking about no church. He said, what? I'm going to start back. He said, you got my attention. What he said about me didn't mean nothing. What did it mean for me to tell him about Jesus?
There you go.
Amen. Some of you are here today and you know you haven't accepted Christ. And you'll walk out of this church and tell Jesus for later for you. You're not hating Jesus. You are destroying your life. And let me say this on my way to heaven. If you're a cusser, you've been born again, you need to come down to the altar before we close and pray and commit it to God. There is no such thing as you can't stop habits. And many habits we have, we can't pray them away. We have to stop them ourselves. Amen. Friends, you can't. To be born again means that you've been born from above, that you have been saved from sin, I said, that you have been redeemed by the blood, that you have been delivered from the spiritual bondage, and it also means that you've been given eternal life. Becoming born again is what one, my friend, what our blessed Lord and Savior, he was speaking of when Jesus said, friend, this is not me, this is Jesus. When Jesus said, but whosoever shall lose his life for my sake, the gospel, the same shall save it. For what shall it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? I tell you, my friend, I tell you, but except ye repent, ye shall in all likewise perish. Luke 13:3-5. For God so loved the world, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him, my friend, shall not perish, but have everlasting life. John 3:16. But whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst, but the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up unto everlasting life. That's like the power of the Holy Spirit. Everybody in here have been warned by the Holy Spirit one time or another. Amen. I bought a gift from my late wife from one of the stores here, and the lady was very nasty. And so I said, I need to see your boss. And she got worse. And so by the time the boss came around, and the boss remembered me, she said, Mr. William, how are you? I said, I'm fine. I said, but your lady who is a salesman is not. I said, she treat me like I'm finna steal something. And the boss said, you go back in the back room, I'll be back in a few minutes. I went back two or three times, I never seen her no more. I'm not paying you to mistreat me. I can't do that. I was nice to her. Two ways, giving her my money. Three, saying thank you. Some people get up evil, mad, and crazy. You need to get on your knees while you can and tell God, help this crazy man or this crazy woman to get his life straight now. Because you're going to be the one to suffer. I was in the convalescent home some years ago and I saw this nurse whipping this woman with a wet towel. You don't know where you're going to end up. Be nice. Be kind. Be loving. I know you got it going on now. Oh, you got it going on. You can strut. You got it going on. Brother, I know you got a three-piece on. That don't come a day that can be your last day with your three-piece on. But if you repent and accept God as your Savior, you'll have peace everlasting. Joy that cannot be distorted. But you must be born. Let me come to a close. I'll finish later. But whosoever drinketh of the water, whosoever accepts him, he says, I'm the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth in me shall never thirst. John 6:35. Never be hungry and thirst, because he's the bread of life. And this is what Jesus was speaking of when he said, I am the door. By me, if any man enters in, he shall be saved and shall go in and out and find pasture. Becoming a born again is what John the Baptist was proclaiming when he said, repent ye, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. My friend, the Apostle Peter was preaching on the day of Pentecost when he said, repent ye, therefore, and be converted. Be converted that your sins may be blotted out when the time of refreshing shall come from the presence of Almighty God. I'm so happy, so thankful that I'm saved. Oh, you might talk and you might say and you might have a house full of clothes. You might have a box full of diamonds. You might have earrings long enough to make a street where I live. You may drive the best car ever been made. You may wear the best clothes. You may speak the best language. You may know everybody, including Trump. But unless you know Jesus, he's not going to get where you could go. You got to know Jesus. The Apostle Paul was referring to when he said that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. You can take from me everything I have, my clothes, my home, my car, everything I have, you can take it. But you can't take Jesus. I'm born again. I'm part of the kingdom. I'm a son of the living God. I've been washed by the blood of Jesus. And since I've been washed, you cannot erase my name. It's written in the blood of Jesus. I've been born again. I repeat, I'm saved. I'm sanctified. I'm full of the Holy Ghost. I know a God that cannot deny me. Because he was the one that saved me. And because he saved me, I stand here to tell you, when you get saved, born again, you have something that nobody can take from you. When you get born again, you have a life that will never grow old when you're born again. When you're born again, you are born from feelings to faith. From old to new, from pride to humility, from sadness to gladness, from misery to comfort. When you are born again, you are a convert from Antichrist to Jesus Christ. To be born again means that you are saved. You are saved when you're born again. From sin unto salvation, from death unto life, from burdens unto blessings, from anxiety unto assurance, from confusion unto understanding. When you are born again, when you're born again, the Bible is different. When you're born again, when you're really born again, church is different. When you're born again, when you look at people, they look different. When you are born again, you are not so tight you don't want to help nobody else. when you are born again. You are so thankful that every now and then you look up, Lord, thank you for where you brought me from. You brought me from a long way. You kept me when I couldn't keep myself. You taught me when I didn't know anything. You saved me when I was lost. Lord, thank you for all that you've done. Thank you for the joy that I have. Thank you for the peace that I share. Thank you for all of your blessings. Every now and then, I feel the power of the Almighty God. He's been mighty good. He's been mighty good. He's been mighty good. I praise him for who he is. I praise him for what he's done. I praise him for who he is. There's nobody, nobody like the Lord Jesus Christ. He is forever and forever and forever. He always will be. He always has been, and he is right now. Do you know him? Do you know him? Friends, I'm telling you the facts. If you haven't accepted Christ, please don't put it off. Things are going on now that I never seen or heard. But if you get in Christ, you got some protection. And the last thing I want to say to many of you unbelievers and many of you believers, everything you pray for, everything is recorded. If God doesn't give it to you, he'll reveal it to you. You hear me? He will reveal it to you. I in my bed, sleep. He woke me up. Just before I was awakened, I saw my daddy in a casket. And I saw my mother on her way to the hospital. What happened? Next day, I got a call that they found your daddy dead near the garden. At least he died working. Some of you are so lazy you can't even spell it. You cannot ever be successful in life by being lazy and trying to get by. You got to do something. If you want God to do something, you got to do something. You say, but Pastor, I got bad habits. Then you stop them and God will bless you with the strength. You can't ever turn God's power down. He's able. He's powerful. Don't feel ashamed of people. People can't save you. And they won't even come see you when you get sick. As soon as you die, they lie about you. But he's everywhere at the same time. Now I hear what you're saying. I hear you now. Pastor, I've been coming to church for 20 years. Fine. Nicodemus was going a long time. But he was not saved. If you're here today, ushers, hold the door. If you're here today, we invite you to come. We invite you to come. When you get saved, your whole system starts changing. You can't be the way you used to be when you get saved. today? Will you come today? Will you come today? Will you come today? Will you come? He's speaking to your heart now. Will you come? Will you come today? Oh, yes.